Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I'm going to begin sharing a message with you on the subject of the abundant life. My text will be John 10 and 10. The thief, and these are the words of Jesus, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. As I've been meditating and pondering the Word of God, God's giving me an understanding and revelation I really had not experienced before. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, He'll do that if you ask Him. And recently I've been thinking about the parable of the sower, which is a very important parable, because when the disciples asked Jesus to explain it, He said, "Well, you don't understand this? If you don't understand this parable, how will you understand all the others?" There are some very crucial and critical foundational truths regarding the Word of God as Jesus declared this parable. We know very clearly, He said, the seed that is cast, is thrown out, is the Word of God. It's the law of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord. It's the law of the Lord, Psalm 19 says, that converts the soul. It's the law of God that makes us realize we are sinners and we need a Savior. And recently I was going across an author who had used Moffat's translation in sharing some verses that really underline some very important truths. For example, in John the 15th chapter, verse 6, Jesus said, if anyone, you know, this is the vine, the branches, if anyone doesn't remain in me, he is thrown aside. That's a pretty amazing statement. Do you remember also when He said, if a tree is known by its fruit, and if it doesn't bear good fruit, it will be cut down. There's no gray areas, really, in the kingdom of God. When we look at life around us, we see that really what Jesus was saying is happening before our very eyes. Those in the world who live in hate, in selfishness, in greed, in fear, they're inevitably thrown aside. They're unusable in terms of God's kingdom, which involves all that is good and wholesome and right. A person who lives and holds on to darkness, they don't like the light because their deeds are evil. They are not fit for use. But beloved, this can also happen to a Christian. And these aren't my words, but some of you might have just been going along and you know, you've gotten kind of lethargic in your Christian walk, and maybe you've not, I mean, there are, I've heard it said, and for me it was always hard to understand, how could anybody be in a church and not be saved? How could, and I've heard stories of ministers that were preaching the gospel and they weren't saved. Why? Because it involves a heart conversion. It involves genuine and true repentance. Listen to what Jesus said when I said this can happen to a Christian. This is what Jesus warns. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. He's making spiritual application there. And he goes on to say, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And in 12:30, Jesus says, he who does not gather with me scatters. And beloved, life is scattered, it goes to pieces, it breaks down without Christ. In fact, Christ is the very law of the universe. All things consist by him and for him, the scriptures say. Another penetrating translation of Moffat's is found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 17. Listen to this. It's translated, do not be senseless, but understand what is the Lord's will. In other words, if you know God's will, you have sense. If you don't, you're senseless. Isn't that something to consider? Beloved, we need to look at all that we have, everything about our lives, every relationship, and see it with spiritual eyes. And if we will, you'll see these words written in everything, made for him. He is our peace, our fulfillment, our all and in all. Revelation says he has created all things, and for his pleasure they are and were created. Beloved, I'm praying for myself and for my UCM partners, for the listening radio family, my spiritual family extended, that we will have a new appreciation, a new reverence for God. Beloved, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we cannot trifle with the things of God. We cannot trample on the grace of God. We cannot live any way we want to live and call ourselves Christian. Beloved, all the great revivalists of days past, Luther and Wycliffe, and all those who were mightily used of God, preached the importance of genuine repentance. They preached law 90% and 10% grace. Why? And I'm not speaking hellfire and brimstone, because we don't want to terrorize, if you will, by fear to bring them into the kingdom, but they will be brought into the kingdom by a godly fear, understanding their unworthiness, their guilt, the stain of their sin. Beloved, it's my heart's desire that we will grow in grace and in the knowledge and revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That this won't be, you know, life as usual, but there will be a new, fresh thing that God is doing in your life. I'm praying for that, that we'll all be deeply stirred within the very depths of our being to move on and press on into the things of the Lord. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of prophecy to your heart, even this day. It is my desire for you and me to fellowship together in all the events of your day. It is my will for you to learn of me in all my holiness, in my majesty, in my glory, in my splendor, and my authority. As we walk together, I will teach you of my ways, and I'll share my thoughts with you. I will reveal my precepts and principles to you, for my presence goes with you everywhere, and you can learn of me moment by moment. I will teach you great and mighty things you know not, as the scriptures declare. I will teach you the principles of walking in the light of my revelation, the principle of pressing on, the principle of not growing weary and well-doing, the principles of wisdom and faith in me. Yes, beloved, come, rest, and learn of me, for I will reveal myself to you in a measure you've not experienced heretofore. It is my good pleasure that you know me intimately in all that I am and all that I do. Let your mind and your body rest, and be still, and know that I am God, says your Father and your Creator. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the ministry of your word. Praise God. Well, it's my desire and intention to minister on the abundant life. And as I've been thinking of the parables recently, when the Lord talked about the word being the seed that was thrown out, and that seed landed on different kinds of ground, and if it would just landed, sometimes the devil did exactly what John 10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. And that's exactly, the devil comes right along and plucks that good seed so that it doesn't even have a chance to grow. And in others, remember the stony ground? Well, in that case, they responded immediately. They were really joyful. They love that sound of the good news. They want a life free of trouble and happiness. That's what they want. They want a life of happiness. And what modern evangelism promotes, and that is life enhancement. Well, truly, our life is enhanced on very deep levels. But beloved, we can go through, if we're really born again, the trials, the troubles which we go through, and beloved, they are sure to come. Don't ever let a new believer think that it's going to be a pathway of roses, because there will be battles. There will be trials. That's how God perfects our faith. That's how patience is developed. Let patience have her perfect work, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And that's God's plan for us. But let us understand that the seed has to be grown in, it has to find good ground. And if it's among the cares of this world, if there's unbelief, if we don't really believe what Jesus came to said he was doing, then it can be choked, that good seed, and we won't bring forth fruit. God wants us to bring forth fruit, and it's not by a bunch of self-effort, it's simply by abiding in him and loving him, and he will do the rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, my time is, again, the hours are, or the minutes are just flying by, and I have so much in my heart that I want to share with you. So I do encourage you to tune in tomorrow, and perhaps we might get started in this message on the abundant life. I know that's what you desire. That's my heart's cry. That's the Lord's desire for all of his children. Thank you for joining me today. I pray that you'll be able to be with me next time. If you ever miss a broadcast, just go to unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and their archive there for you to listen to at your convenience. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,